Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Fred Gedrich is here. Fred is a former policy and is currently a foreign policy and national security analyst. He's a former member of the Department of Defense, Department of State. He served those organizations and our country loyally and well for decades. Fred, thanks again for being here. I want you to do a little analysis, compare and contrast the parallel universes of, let's do a Bedford Falls, Potterville scenario. If in a Trump administration for the next 4 years and a Biden administration for the next 4 years, what do you think? Start with Biden.
Well, the best way to do that is look at the records. And in looking at the Obama-Biden record, which is the most important position Joe Biden served in, particularly since he was designated as point man on some of the most significant issues by President Obama, here's what it looked like after 8 years in office. And this was reported by the Institute for Economics and Peace's Global Peace Index. And it reported a decade-long decline in peace with terrorism at an all-time high, battle debts from conflict at a 25-year high, and the number of refugees at a level not seen in 60 years.
Yeah.
And then the U.S. Department of State.
And so can I stick one thing in here? The way Obama handled Syria created a lot of those refugees, didn't it?
Yes. Now, the U.S. Department of State reported a 34% growth in foreign terrorist organizations since Obama and Biden took office. That's quite chilling.
Yeah.
And Freedom House, a democracy watchdog, reported global freedom declined for the 10th consecutive year, with press freedom at its lowest point in 12 years as of 2016. That's not a particularly good record.
No.
And if one peers in the future of someone like Joe Biden, who wants to return us to the policies of the past and his work in the Obama administration, it'd be terrifying. Not only a lot of people in the U.S., but people in the Middle East and all over the world.
Folks, he campaigns on that record. What do you think about the parallel universe for Trump?
You look at some of the things, Trump did. He busted buttressed East Europe allies to protect against Russia aggressiveness and withdrew from the INF treaty due to Russian noncompliance, terminated the Iran nuclear deal.
That was
killed
important.
Iran
that was
Revolutionary
step,
Guard
it?
Killed Iran Revolutionary Guard terrorist leader, completely destroyed the Islamic State's caliphate and killed its terrorist leader, convinced North Korea to refrain from conducting any more nuclear tests, consummated the historic Middle East peace agreement.
Abraham Accords.
Yes, and is in the process of removing nearly all U.S. troops from Afghanistan and Iraq.
Now, that's an astonishing record for less than 4 years, isn't it? Especially when you consider the kind of fire he's been under for impeachment and based on lies. It's amazing, isn't it?
Right. Yes. And the other part of it, when you really look at it, he had in his portfolio Russia, Ukraine, and China.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Russia and recent statements of former Vice President Biden that he's going to eventually do energy Yeah. And under President Trump, the U.S. has finally become energy independent.
Independent, yep.
Which means we're not dependent on the Middle East countries.
That's the best defense.
The worst,
that's the best defense we can have against countries like China and Russia and Iran. Hey, Fred, good job today. Thank you for being here. Folks, you can find Fred's article that summarizes all these things, explains them all, I should say, on The Hill, thehill.com. You find him wherever you see smart people writing things. Hey, Fred, will you come back soon?
Will do.
Thank you for
being here.
Fred Gedrich, ladies and gentlemen. G-E-D-R-I-C-H is his, how you spell his last name. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.